Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I think if you ask anyone in the state of Massachusetts, they know someone who has had Lyme disease either in their family or someone that they're close with. It's a huge problem in Massachusetts.
That is State Representative David Linsky, who helped create a state commission on tick-borne Lyme disease last year. All this week, WBUR is presenting Living with Lyme, a series of special reports on the difficulties of prevention and the diagnosis of Lyme disease and the controversies over its treatment and its prevalence. This morning, WBUR's Common Health blog co-host, Kerry Goldberg, looks at exactly how many cases of Lyme disease there are in Massachusetts and where.
Here's the official number. Dr. Catherine Brown of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health says there are 2,000 to 4,000 confirmed cases of Lyme disease in the state each year.
We consider Lyme disease to be endemic across Massachusetts. It's found everywhere. Among the infectious diseases that are tracked in Massachusetts, only the hepatitis viruses and the sexually transmitted diseases have more cases than Lyme disease.
But Brown says the official number of cases, 2,000 to 4,000, doesn't fully capture reality.
We receive every year between 12 and 14,000 lab reports on Massachusetts residents where they've tested positive for Lyme disease. That gives, I think, a better idea of the burden of Lyme disease than when I tell you we're able to confirm 2,000 to 4,000 of those cases.
Brown says an officially confirmed case is one with both a positive lab test and symptoms, like the telltale bullseye rash, documented by a doctor. But many patients who are diagnosed with Lyme disease never get a lab test, and nobody knows exactly how many of those patients there are. Take Martha's Vineyard, for example. In 2010, there were only 25 officially confirmed cases. But a survey of island pharmacies by a team of University of Massachusetts students indicated that over 1,000 prescriptions for antibiotics were filled to treat Lyme disease that year. Professor Sam Telford of Tufts University, a leading researcher on tick-borne diseases, says that in coastal Massachusetts, in general, about 1 in 100 people will get Lyme disease each year. But in the rest of the state,
that is changing. In the Metro West, 495-128 corridor, 5 or 10 years ago, I would have said that it's only endemic with a few hotspots. Now it is approaching prevalence such as what we see on Cape Cod or the islands.
Telford says that in some hotspots, 3 to 5 out of every 100 people have caught Lyme disease in a year.
But this is not uniformly spread over Massachusetts. It's in very selected sites. And those sites may change from year to year, depending upon the local conditions.
A year ago, the state legislature created a special commission to study the incidence and impact of Lyme disease. One of its first orders of business is to get a better sense of how common the disease is, and it's taking a hard look at how new cases are being reported. Before 2011, each town's Board of Health was responsible for reporting cases of Lyme disease to the state. Then the Department of Public Health shifted that responsibility to doctors.
And that's probably where the sort of most of the underreporting occurs.
That's the DPH's Catherine Brown. She says that when doctors diagnose Lyme disease without a lab test, they may not remember to report those cases to the state.
And we're certainly doing some outreach with some of our physicians to help understand ways that we can help make that easier for them.
The biggest problem that I've found over the years is that the doctors are just so busy during the summer, they don't have the time to look around, make a phone call, fax in a form.
Sam Telford is a member of the new Lyme Disease Commission. He says the commission is developing a menu of ways to improve reporting. One they plan to test soon is a pad of Lyme disease reporting teleforms that can sit on a doctor's desk, like a prescription pad, all ready to be filled out and faxed to the state.
The state right now is trying to figure out what is the best way to figure out exactly what the burden of Lyme disease is in Massachusetts.
Bill Hannage is an associate professor of epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health. He says it's critical for the state to know both the prevalence of Lyme disease, how many people have had it, and also the incidence, how many new infections there are, to project the future trend.
To really frame a response to get an idea of what the threat is, to be able to apportion scarce funds, and also to be able to communicate risk to the public, is an important thing to know just what the burden of disease actually is.
Right around now, you might be wondering whether you're about to step into a Lyme disease hotspot when you go outdoors, and whether you need to take measures like using insect repellent and checking for ticks. Sam Telford has this suggestion.
You assume that you have ticks in your yard, and you act accordingly to prevent.
And here's another suggestion. Go online to WBUR.org, where you'll find more tick-fighting tactics, as well as an interactive map tracking Lyme disease town by town in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.